Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 49 to 52. Boasting about ourselves will not produce a good outcome. We read in Jeremiah chapter 49 verses 4 and 5 like this. Why do you boast in the valleys, you flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, who trusted in her treasure, saying, who will come against me? Behold, I will bring fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts. From all those who are around you shall be driven out, everyone headlong, and no one will gather those who wander off. The prophetical words of the prophet Jeremiah were against the Ammonites who were descended from Lot and were sworn enemies to the people of Israel. Just as a fulfillment of this prophecy, Amnon ceased to be an independent state when it was defeated by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon in that latter years, and subsequently its land was overrun by Arab invaders, after which they disappeared into oblivion. The lesson to be learned from this is that God hates pride, and boasting about ourselves will not produce a good outcome in the end. The Bible has a lot to say on the subject of pride and boasting, and in particular has provided us with three real life examples of individuals who boasted out of their pride and did not have good outcomes. Number one, Lucifer. He was an appointed guardian cherub on the holy mountain of God, who was blameless until he became proud because of his beauty. This is what he boasted. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit in the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. The outcome was that he was cast out of heaven forever and could never regain his former position and glory. Number two, King Nebuchadnezzar. He was the king of Babylon, and his pride began in contentment and prosperity. It caused him to take credit for everything he had achieved. And one day, looking at the great city he had built, this is what he declared. Is not this the great Babylon, which I built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? The moment he uttered that statement, that God punished him by dehumanizing him to the level of an ox, and he behaved like one for 7 years until he was humbled and healed of his pride. Number three, King Herod. After the death of Julius Caesar, Herod was appointed the king of the Jews in Judea. This is how the Bible describes his pride and eventual death as a result of it. On a set day, Herod, arrayed in a royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately the angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. Let us never be proud or boast about our accomplishments. As the word of the Lord counsels us, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord.